An Afghan official says a gunman has shot and killed a journalist in the western part of the country. He's the first reporter to be killed in 2021. Last year, 50 were killed worldwide, that according to Reporters Without Borders. NPR's Dia Hadid has more.
Bismillah Adel Aymak was on the road after a family visit when gunmen opened fire on his vehicle. Aymak worked as the head of the local radio station, Sada Iror. The media rights group Reporters Without Borders says he escaped a similar assassination attempt just weeks ago. He is the fifth journalist to be killed in Afghanistan in the past 2 months. The Taliban denied responsibility, but they are suspected of being behind the deaths of other journalists. The Islamic State also claimed responsibility for the murder of at least one female reporter. A leading Afghan human rights group says the killings have led to self-censorship among reporters, and many fear deadly harm. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
In Mexico City, after more than a year of preparation, a broad ban on single-use plastics took effect today. That means the use of plastic bags, utensils, and other disposable plastic items is banned. The 9 million residents of the city are being encouraged to bring reusable containers from home. Now, light, allegedly biodegradable bags are more common at the city's street food stalls, and plastic straws are offered less often. But critics say fines will be needed to force people to obey. This is NPR.
Cuts to state programs and uncertain federal funding have Texas food banks worried.
Almost every single food bank is projecting a potential gap between the demand in their communities and their ability to meet that demand.
I'm Kimberly Adams. The challenges food banks are facing in the new year. That's next time on Marketplace.
We'll have Marketplace for you beginning at 6:30 on CPR News. Coming up on the program, a Kaiser Family Foundation poll finds a third of Black Americans are hesitant about getting the COVID vaccine. Some Black doctors are finding creative ways to encourage vaccine acceptance. That story in 5 minutes on All Things Considered. Mostly clear tonight, 20 degrees for Metro Denver, 15 for Colorado Springs, Pueblo, and Grand Junction, getting down to 8 above for Vail. This is CPR News.